Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Well,
are we doing this?
Yeah, let's flip on the switch. Let's be on the air. All right. So we are Tales from the Hicks.
I'm Chad.
Hey, I'm Jason.
This is Ben.
And I am Nate. We are on Facebook. We have a website, talesfromthehicks.com. We have email. We appreciate emails. We'll get to some today because we got a few.
Nice. Oh, awesome. Perfect.
Yep.
Awesome.
And that is hicks@talesfromthehicks.com.
Yeah.
So now...
share it with people you know and especially the ones you don't.
Especially the ones you don't.
We appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a good way to get together and
Talk stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And always don't forget to
smash that like button. Yes.
And don't forget, it is 63 degrees with 6 degrees.
Mile an hour winds?
Yes.
What, 6 degrees mile an hour?
I was going to go.
What the hell?
We got 6 degrees of separation. Are we playing a Kevin Bacon
game? Let's try this again now.
Yeah, let's back
up. Try it again. Yeah. Okay. Whoa. Let's go, Chad.
Well, I was instantly jumping into my, the last line of, if you need an update later, look out the window. I just forgot the wind. Who needs the wind?
Sometimes it's important.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it depends on how blow it. Maybe I want to fly a kite.
Well, you can.
You're going golfing later. That's my... be important to know.
I don't know if I'd call it golfing, but it's
are you using a golf club to hit a ball?
Yes.
Okay
Just no fairways, no
driving greens. Range
Try out some new toys.
But big money, no whammies.
That's it. Yep Which in my case is a lot of whammies.
I'm terrible.
Oh, I'm bad too.
I'm no good.
But it's fun, like this.
I've actually had people dive for cover when I was on the golf course before.
I think I remember
this. You were telling me about golfing in Chitek.
Yeah, that's where I was. Yeah, I have a horrible slice. So if I want the ball to go that direction, I aim in that direction.
Yeah, I got to do the same
and
thing.
And then roughly 70% of the time, it ends up in that direction. Yeah. The other 30%, though, it goes
dead straight
where I'm aiming.
Yes.
And then, that's why I don't ever start a round of golf with less than 30 balls in my bag, because you lose a lot. But yeah, we were golfing in Chitek, and I, was teeing up or whatever, and I teed up straight at an older couple.
Looks like to your left.
Yeah.
You're aiming to your left.
Yep. I teed off straight in their direction. I want the ball to go, here's my fairway. Yeah. And I'm shooting straight at them. They're like on a fairway over. And it is an old couple with the cart there or whatever. And the gentleman looks over and he sees me, and you could see him at his wife. He's like, what the fuck is that guy doing? And I was like, they're like, don't hit. We're right here. They just started hollering at me. And I'm like, it's okay. I got a bad slice. And I'm trying to, but they're a ways away. And I also didn't want to tell them, don't worry, I'll never hit it that far. But I just whatever, and I just full sent it, and they literally dove behind their golf cart and they watched the ball go like this, and then exactly what I wanted it to do, what it shouldn't do. Yep. Wicked slice comes back, and they both stood up and they were just like, just could not believe that anything that horrible actually happened. Yeah.
That's funny.
We did that. We went down Timber Terrace. I can't remember when it was, if it was Mother's Day or...
Yeah, we used to do that Mother's Day quite
Mother's
a bit.
Mother's Day down to Timber Terrace. Well, I took Tanner down there, and we had a golf cart or whatever. And I suck at golfing. I'm horrible. And so we did that, and I can't remember what hole it was that runs along the road back there. It was up on top anyway. So we all hitting the balls, and... I'm hitting it, and it only goes about maybe 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I just run up there quick, and I hit it again. There goes maybe 10 feet, and I run up. Well, now I'm about 30, 50 feet away from the golf cart. There's Tanner. He was pretty young when he did that.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been.
He was pretty young. And next thing I know, all I see is his head in a hand above the of the cart there, and his other hand is down on the gas pedal, and he's he comes, boom, he comes flying by, you know, and he can't see. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I run, chase him around, and he's laughing. And I'm like, oh, boy, because if he hits a tree with that
Holy shit.
No
bueno.
Oh, my God. And chasing him around, I'd get close to him. He'd see me running. He thinks it's a fun game. Pushes the gas pedal again, and fucking away he goes. Yeah. Oh, my God. We chased him around for quite a while.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm.
That must be a thing of being young. You know, Landon did the same thing. Like, I'd be like, hey, you want to go golfing? Yeah, yeah. Well, he'd golf two, maybe three holes. Mm-hmm. And then it was just about driving the cart.
Right.
That was it.
Oh, yeah. Cared about. Well, he didn't realize that if he kind of sat on the edge of the seat and put his foot down, he could reach it. But he thought, okay, well, if I push it with my hand, and I can kind of steer. Well, so he's completely stretched, you know, out trying to look over the.
I can't believe he didn't have, you know, I've watched Dad drive all this time, gas, right foot, brake, left foot, you know.
Hey. Beer in the center console.
Beer in the center console. Yeah. Right. You got to have a beer.
Absolutely. Hang on, Dad. I'm coming. Let me throw in a dip. Grab this beer. I'll be right on down.
So we kind of left everyone with a cliffhanger last week with the house parties.
Mm, yes.
Yeah.
So I think we should venture into some of that. You didn't ever have any house parties at all, did you?
You know, honestly, I don't recall. I mean, I remember having people over to play cards and things and dice and... You know, obviously some drinking, but an actual house party,
Now, I'm not talking like in the last year or two. I'm talking like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. Parents might have been gone.
I honestly, I mean, the odds are, yeah, it happened, but.
Well,
I've seen it. I watched it. Yeah.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Yeah, I was on the outside looking in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You weren't on the guest list?
Apparently not.
You should have said something.
I didn't get an invite either, so I feel bad.
Mm. Damn it. Nope. Yeah, we couldn't get past the bouncer either.
No?
Diamond had it on lockdown?
Maybe. I don't think it was Diamond, though. I think it was Chad.
I don't think it was Chad.
Oh, I just meant maybe Diamond was the bouncer. She was the muscle at the door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe.
Maybe. But park them over in the fairgrounds. Yeah. You know, parking only.
And the thing was, I didn't see any cars, so I don't know where the hell they all came from. That's the thing, too. There wasn't very many cars out there.
Oh, that was when you still lived up by the fairgrounds?
Edward Street.
Okay, gotcha, mm-hmm. gotcha, yep. I remember that, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because we were down at Tice's for whatever reason. We come down the street. And
maybe they all parked at the Y and walked up to not raise a suspicion.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
No, we were... I don't remember. You know, the few times... Well, we'll keep going on that house party thing, I can't... Were there... Like,
I want to think it was Halloween or somewhere around that time. It was in the fallish time.
Yeah. Hmm. Right. I'm not sure.
But anyway, we knew the party thing was happening, so we wanted to come down to just to check it out and make sure you guys were
not having too much fun.
Not having too much fun.
Staying safe, you know. Mm-hmm.
Were we having fun?
I guess,
did it appear we were?
Appeared to be having lots of fun.
Well, it didn't look like a Bible study, I'll tell you that.
That's for sure.
Some sinning going on?
There was sinning going on in the back room because I was in the window looking down at it. That's for real. I don't know whose ever bedroom it was. It doesn't make a fucking shit.
If it was in the back of the house, it was my room.
Yeah. Then that's the front of the room. I would have washed the sheets after that party. Yeah. For
was
sure.
it Chad Ooh. Who was sinning, or was it a random?
I don't know.
You should have took your flip phone out and took a picture.
I don't even know.
I don't think we could take pictures with pagers back then.
Pagers.
Hit me up on my Motorola.
911, 911.
You have a beeper?
You guys got a bank of payphones around here? I might get paged.
So I was in the back of the house because we were kind of looking at all the windows going around, but it's like a bi-level, so it was really hard to look in the windows and stuff. But that one back window, and if you got down, you could kind of look into the family room down there too, kind of through the window. You could look into that basement family room down there.
Oh, yep, yeah, because the window was over by the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So when I was there looking in, were you in there too?
Well, I was outside.
With me. Looking. Yeah. So looking we were on the outside.
Sounds like you guys spent a while scoping out that situation.
Are you sure the party wasn't outside?
Nate and Jason are standing outside the window.
Hey, if it feels good, do it.
That's right. That's
and if not, you're doing it wrong.
Well, next thing I know, here comes two younger kids than I was, but they come into that bedroom and they started making out pretty heavily, and I'm like, oh boy, we're gonna see a show right here.
Exactly. We don't need the Mr. Movies back room.
No, Mr. Right. So we were watching that all unfold right on the bed there.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And then the next thing, one of them got up and shut the light off and shut the door, and our show was over there was no more seeing in there.
I would have had to fuck with them 100%.
Oh, right. Pounding on the window or something.
Please!
that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Well, was there lights and people upstairs?
Oh, yeah. There's people all over, Chad.
Wow. That's, must have been a good time.
Yeah.
You don't remember any of it?
Honestly, I don't recall. I mean, I've had people over, like I said, dice and cards.
I don't know
things,
how many people. I mean, there wasn't I wouldn't say like 100, but there's probably, I don't know, 10 maybe.
Yeah. Well, that'd have been about the right size. You know, you don't ever want
to. Well, you don't want to.
Because that's why you get it too big, and that's when the cops call and neighbors get
just
upset.
A normal Wednesday night. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, right. You know, you got school the next day.
Sure.
Right. So, No.
And I don't.
Well, I want to think it was either a Friday or Saturday night.
Well, it would have had to be, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Skeeter
really
and Chubbs
don't.
Went out for a Friday night fish fry and
probably
matinee.
Yeah, Chad had a shindig.
Apparently, a party.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was a good time.
Yeah, well, it looked like it.
Well, you'll never know.
At least for that one guy downstairs, it looked like.
Yeah, he was having a good time. Night of his life.
Yeah, night of
living his best life there. Yeah. See, I don't know that I never really had any parties at the house. The only one that I know of, I think Mom and Dad went into the basement and were like, you kids have fun. But other than that, I don't think I really had parties at the house. Mm. We always went to somebody else's.
Yeah,
that was.
I remember a house party and somebody attending and getting really, really hammered. And my roommate at the time, when he got done with work, he'd always, hop in the shower when he got home, and he'd just throw his dirty clothes in the corner of the bathroom. And this person who came and got really hammered needed to use the facilities.
light bulb.
Interesting.
Went into the bathroom and toilet here, pile of dirty clothes by the bathtub here, and just stumbled in toilet. Nah, dirty clothes. Yeah. And then just proceeded to piss all over the pile of dirty clothes in the bathroom. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember who it was, but I remember that happening. I think it was a Halloween party, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm. If we could find that guy.
Yeah.
Huh.
He pissed on the clothes?
Mm-hmm. He was very nervous the next morning.
Your clothes?
They weren't my clothes. They were my roommate's clothes. And he was not a happy camper.
Hey, pick your shit up.
Who in the fuck pissed all over my clothes? And there was a young blonde gal there who was trying to keep control of this.
Oh, yeah.
This guy who was, slightly inebriated.
God, it's really weird. There's one voice that's got really quiet.
Yeah.
The story.
I wonder who that was.
I don't know who. Yeah.
See, there was a guy, too, that we had him over for, I think it was my bachelor party. And anyway, he stayed at our house and he walked into our bedroom pissing, ready to piss all over.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And Lacey got up and said, no.
That wasn't me, huh? Damn, I have a problem with pissing on things.
it was you.
Back to back stories.
Wow.
Apparently, I need a bucket.
I guess, yeah.
Or a catheter, I guess.
Or something, jeez.
Have bucket Will house party.
Yeah, I think you did that too. You came home drunk or whatever one night, and you were going to go.
There's been
maybe
a
you even
times.
Pissed in mom, dad's shoe or something like that.
That might have happened.
Because your mom woke up and you were at the end of the bed pissing in a shoe or something.
What?
Yeah.
I used to pee wherever, I guess.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, when you gotta
bedroom,
go, you gotta go.
His bedroom was directly across the hall from my parents. He had to come down the hall to go to the bathroom. He went straight across and into mom and dad's room, pissing in the shoe.
I was drunk. What do you want me to say?
Go that, to the bathroom.
I'm pretty sure that same Halloween party where you pissed in the corner. Do you remember the costume that Dave had on? Dave, our listener, sent the email in last week. He had that was a Halloween party where he came in the full body Tigger costume.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Full body, like head to toe, like get zipped into a Tigger costume. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like the beer bunny costume.
Yeah.
And you guys wear them together and get together.
Well, maybe. You know? Yeah. We could do that.
I'm sure there's groups out there.
Yeah. Furbies.
Yeah. Furbies. Furbies.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it Furbies?
Furries.
Furries. Yeah, furries. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to do, after the story last week, there was, we have a new follower. I'm going to give a free shout out to the Chippewa Distillery. They're following us.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
Perfect.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And actually, went through their Facebook page and found the post.
See,
that they
I
made.
Told you. Yeah. It really happened.
Yep. And they made the post. And
I was there.
I found it. And
I made them a lot of money that day.
We were just talking about this.
Feel free to send us some samples. We'll review them on the air.
Right. Oh, heck yeah. There you go. Yeah.
There we go. Yep.
They've probably been trying to track down that bunny for all these years.
Yeah.
Now they know.
Now, here, they found me.
Yep. Son of a bitch, Jason Lytle.
Look out, fame.
Right? It was a good time. I wish you guys would have been there because
I
don't remember much of it.
Well,
but there's pictures, I guess. And that's the one thing I really don't like. You know, sometimes, you know, when the beer is flowing or whatever and you're having a great time, next thing you know, you got all these phones out snapping pictures and taking video. Look at this. And then it gets posted. And that just wrecks it for me. I get pissed off. I stop doing it, and I fucking sit down, and I'm done.
I am very glad.
It wrecks everything.
Well, I mean, it is awesome that you can instantly capture memories. Like, that part's really cool. But, man, I'm glad we did not grow up in the era where everybody had access to a cell phone or, you know, a camera and a video recorder in their pocket at all times for all of my idiocy to be captured online forever.
Right.
Because I've done a lot of stupid shit in my life. Did you know? Yeah, 100%.
Well, yeah, too. That party I had would have been on film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Oh, you would have heard. That's all you would have heard.
Maybe they were just, that was the workout room, maybe.
Yeah.
They were working something.
They were lifting weights. Do you guys remember the Adam Sandler skit? Are these people working out or having sex?
I remember.
Oh, man. When I was a soup at the CC, I was talking to some of my guys one day about an Adam Sandler CD or whatever. Mm. And they just looked at me and they're like, huh?
Didn't know what it was?
No.
A CD? No, they didn't know.
Oh.
A CD.
And I was like, Adam Sandler. They're like, yeah, the movie star. I'm like, the comedian.
Right.
And they had, they didn't, I think they knew what a CD was, but they had never heard of a comedy album.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no clue that Sandler, I'm like, multiple.
Mm-hmm. They're all classics. Gonna laugh at you.
Yeah. Stan and what was it? Stan and something's kid or whatever was the name of one of them.
Yeah,
but no, they were younger guys, obviously, but no idea that that was a thing. And I was like, well, I'm gonna go fucking crawl into my old folks' home now.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, goat.
Yeah.
Hey, goat. Hey, goat. Well, you were gonna butt hook me.
A couple of years, probably 12 years ago or so, maybe longer. I don't remember. But I was at work and I asked a guy, "Hey, have you ever heard of Bo Jackson?" Yeah, isn't he like a baseball player? Well, yeah, okay, good guess, because what?
Nothing.
Oh, and But the famous picture of Bo Jackson with the baseball bat, shoulder pads on, mm-hmm. you know, and he has his hands yep. up over, you know, yep. he had no idea who the fuck Bo Jackson was.
One of the greatest athletes yeah. ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, was it last? No, must have been Friday night, maybe. Lacey asked Tanner, you know, O.J. Simpson died. Who the hell's O.J. Simpson? He goes.
The guy that invented orange juice.
Oh, yeah. That's the guy. Yeah. Yeah, but he had no idea. And it's reality check, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Do you know O.J. Simpson?
I do. Oh, I do. Okay. I actually remember seeing that Chase. I doubt it was live, but like.
Oh, yeah, the white Ford Bronco.
Yep, yep. Right. Down on, you know, the first time I probably seen a freeway that had 5-6 lanes, I was like, the hell,
yeah.
You know?
Now, if that was me, I would have been shot up deader than shit. I mean, they would have had the helicopters on me, landmines, all that. They would have never let me. They would have never let me just continue to keep. Cruise. I'm just on the phone. I'm just going home. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ass.
Yeah.
They would. I would have been shot up.
You guys want to get to our new favorite part of the show?
Let's do it.
Must be time for emails.
Emails from.
I'm excited, dude. Yes. I'm stoked. I love this part.
Yes.
Hey, if you guys have an email, send it in to hicks@talesfromthehicks.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything. Literally, if you have feedback for things you like, things you don't like, or if you got just general life questions, whatever,
right.
We'll take it all.
Yeah. Good or bad, like you said.
100%.
Yep. Anything.
Well, and as you'll see here, we will discuss just about anything.
Oh,
good.
So we're going to start off. This one is,
scares me sometimes.
No, okay, wait, no, time out. Do we want to keep this? Do we want to know who sends this or not send it? Do we names? Do we want names or no names?
This one doesn't necessarily have one.
Oh,
well, so there you go then.
Okay. The point is moot. So at the
let's
point.
Do a no name.
I can give you an email address, but
that's not going to help. No, we're not going to do that. We're not doing that.
And then if anybody does send in an email and they want to stay anonymous, they note that in the email, or if they want their name off, just let us know and we'll respect that either way.
Yep, 100%.
So this one is for Ben.
Oh, boy.
Ben, I was listening to the latest podcast you and the other Hicks did. I couldn't happen to notice you kind of went off on a gospel tangent. Ooh. Saying, amen, can I get a hallelujah, and praise the Lord. I was just wondering if you are some kind of reverend. Can you explain more about it? Look forward to hearing from you. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Amen, brother.
Yeah, probably come from the Lord.
Interesting. Signed, Jesus.
You're going straight to hell. P.S.
Awesome. Yes. That's a good one.
I am an actual ordained minister, reverend, whatever you want to say. Yep. Yeah. Through the online ministries of what have you. But yeah, I am an actually ordained and legit, and I've married lots and lots of people, and 100%. 100% legit. It all started because of those two gentlemen down there doing a mock wedding for a wedding anniversary, if I'm not mistaken.
20 or 25th?
25th,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think it was 25th.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And somehow I ended up getting nominated, I think, to be the minister for the wedding. So I, this is back before cancel culture and all of that fun stuff, but I was dressed up like a Black Baptist preacher and got up, and we got a lot of amens and hallelujahs from the congregation. And ever since that day, the whole kind of circle of friends or whatever, I would always get called Reverend Ben and, blah, blah, blah. And that persona carried on to many episodes out drinking and
maybe on a ball field.
Yeah, maybe on a ball field or around bonfires or what have you. And one day I was sitting at home and I was like, I wonder if I could actually be a real minister. So I went online and I Googled how to become an ordained minister, and approximately 27 seconds later, I was an ordained minister, and it's real easy to do. And then I mentioned it to some people I worked with, and the one guy was like, are you really? I was like, yeah. I'm like, I can marry people and
baptize.
The whole shooting match. And then just one day a random coworker was like, hey, you said you were ordained, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I want you to do my wedding. And it was all kind of downhill from there. I've done a whole bunch.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Cool.
Interesting.
Yep. Cool beans.
I mean, I knew you were, but I didn't know the whole background story.
Yeah, that's how it I was just literally, you know, all the guys, you know, calling me Reverend Ben or whatever. And I was just like, I wonder. And I mean, literally, I Googled it and it there's multiple pages. And this was, 15 years ago, maybe longer, you know.
I'd say longer than that.
And, but I mean, when I actually got ordained or whatever, you know, and there's multiple websites and I just went and there's a whole lot of stuff you're supposed to read or whatever, right? I just scroll to the end of all that crap.
Except.
Yeah. Do you agree to blah, blah, blah? And I was like, yes.
Sure do.
And Wisconsin is a non-contest state. So even if you didn't, because I actually had to do some research, like when people asked me to start marrying, I'm like, is this, you know, legal? Wisconsin is a non-compete state it's something like that. I want to say non-contest state, I believe. So even if you're not ordained and legal, Wisconsin will never contest the fact of whether you're legit or not. They just take it at face value. But I did marry a couple people in Minnesota. And in Minnesota, you have to go extra measures. So, like, I had to go back online and get an actual, like, certificate that had been notarized and that it was legal. I had to go to the courthouse in the county where the people were getting married and, like, have it officially, like, I'm on the register of a licensed ministers in the state of Minnesota and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah. But, yeah.
Cool.
The crazy part is, I could be tax exempt if I wanted to be.
No kidding.
Yep. From what I've read, all I'd have to do is put a sign in my yard that I held services on Saturday at 4 p.m. Doesn't matter if people show up to my house or not, but if I have a sign and if I have a place where people could gather if they wanted to, I can be tax exempt.
I got a guy that make a sign for you.
No, I don't. I know you got a guy for everything. But
you don't want
to? I talked about it with the wife, and I was like, I'm sure I'm already going to hell for becoming ordained in 17 seconds online. Like, we don't need to take that any further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you should.
We could do that here, because we meet Sundays. And
that's true.
Yeah, this is the Church of the Hicks.
There you go.
There, look at that.
Yeah.
Just spinning off.
So do you think people could drop some money into the talesfromthehicks.com yes, for our...
we'll pass the...
pass the collection plate.
Yep.
I'll bless each and every one of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I'd like to sign up for confession.
Ooh. Oh, I'll listen to anything
off
you
there.
Got to say.
Off there.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Well, we could have confession hour.
Well, this might be a time for you to confess.
Oh.
Chad.
Email for Chad.
Wow.
Okay.
I noticed that the last couple of episodes you have been doing the weather report. Just wondering if you had to go for some kind of meteorologist school or if it's self-taught. The way you are saying the temperature and how the wind is blowing, you had to have gone to a meteorologist school. Maybe on the next episode you can go more in depth with the weather. I'm thinking myself of being a meteorologist. You are my hero. keep up the good work.
Goddamn.
P.S. Just look outside to see what the weather looks like.
Nice. Speechless.
Wow.
My hero. You're blushing.
I need some water.
Wow.
5 minutes, please.
Who knew? This is life changing.
Damn.
This is awesome.
Time to raise the bar.
Yeah. You know, it's just cut right to it. It's self-taught.
Good.
Self-made man.
Straight from the app. Don't tell anybody.
The
weather app.
What app are you using?
It's the weather app.
Weather app? Weather Channel?
No, just weather app.
That's what it's called? Weather app?
Yep. Okay. There's lots of choices out there.
Android or Apple?
Android.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We like things correct.
100%.
But yeah, no, it's just the weather app. And I look through that daily. I don't study it. I look at it. And, you know, somebody said it one other show that, you know, to be realistic, look out your window. I mean, that's not going to tell you the temperature, but I'm fine with it's hot or it's cold, you yeah. know. Everybody's got a different feel. You know, some people still cold probably today.
Right.
Maybe showed up wearing a hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah. And others are, it's already warm enough, you know, for the season.
Wearing
yeah.
shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Shorts, t-shirt, you know.
So what is the current temperature out then right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, at the start of the show, it was 63 degrees.
63.
But I can probably look outside and get a better estimate.
Looks like the sun's
yeah, shining. The sun's definitely a little bit higher. Sunny, I'm going to yeah. go with probably closer to 66, 67 degrees out there, it looks.
Wow.
So, very few clouds, too. So,
well,
be a great day to do something outside.
Yeah.
Self-taught.
That's self-taught, awesome. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Thanks for the email.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, hey, y'all. I'm a long-time listener and longer-time emailer.
Oh.
And I'm wondering, what is the most redneck thing each of you hicks have done?
Oh,
I mean, I don't know how redneckery this would be, but I once spray painted my entire car.
Oh, that's redneck.
Yeah,
he did. That was the Blue Monty. Well,
that was the Blue Monty. Midnight Blue or something yes. like that? Sparkles in it?
It is, yes. There was a lot of spray paint
cans. A lot cans. Of spray paint cans, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what had happened was, if you remember
the
back.
The ice under the snow.
Slid on the snow-covered roadway.
That's you got in an accident?
Got into an accident, yeah. Right. You were there. And I had to replace the front end. And the front end was a different color than the rest of the vehicle. And that was quite embarrassing. So I'm like, this doesn't look right. Well, I was 16. I didn't have thousands of dollars to have it done, so we went over to their Walmart Supercenter and got ourselves some
Supercenter.
It was actually it was auto spray paint, but it was like touch up, so you weren't supposed to spray the whole car with it,
but you weren't, just the front.
No, we did the whole thing.
Oh, to make it match. Yeah, my bad. Yep. My bad. Sure.
So we yeah, many many cans of spray paint, and we did the whole entire vehicle. And then it looked better.
Huh. Yeah, it did. It looked decent, it I thought.
Yeah. Mm. I'll see if I can find a picture and I'll post it up. But so tell me about your redneckery.
I would say, you know, again, I think we touched base on it, but at Christmas time, I literally had a Christmas tree with working lights.
Working.
In the back of my truck around Christmas time.
Standing up straight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Driving around with Christmas tree in the back of the truck. I mean, there's other little things here and there, but that, yeah, made my parents proud.
So is that why Diamond is the diamond and you yeah. are kind of the forgotten son?
I think so. My mom won't hear this, so it's fine. Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Chubbs.
Yeah.
You guys got some redneckery?
I don't know if you want to call it redneckery. I think it's just kids being kids is what I would call it. But we were at Marsh Miller. So we'd always go to Marsh Miller Lake Memorial Weekend and fish because that's what Grandpa wanted to do. And that's what we did for years and years and years. And so there was, I don't know who all was in there. I know it was me. And I think it was Elmer and maybe Jeff or Scott or somebody. But we all rented you could rent the boats at the bar there. And
the rowboat?
The rowboat, yep. Mm-hmm. And you could go out and roll around and fish or whatever. So we did that. We had two boats. And we went out on the bay. We went around the point. And we went, and so it was just on the other side of that point there, mm-hmm. On the back side. And we were fishing or whatever. Well, let's see if we can't sink this boat. Okay. We took the plug out. All right. Yep. It's fucking sinking. And then it only goes down so far, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it aluminum boat?
It was aluminum. Yeah. Yep. And we were standing on the seats and we were rocking this boat back and forth and trying to, you can't sink it.
Really?
It only goes down so far to the seats. I mean, it was right maybe an inch above the water is all. And we could not sink that boat to for nothing. Hmm. We tried and tried and tried, but there was nothing we could do. And that was it.
It's breezy. I'm guessing that's the wind.
Oh, yeah, I hear it now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I was trying to hear before when you asked me about. So, yeah.
So one more thing on that.
Yeah, the wind did pick up.
My dad had this old boat, and we went out onto a Little Lake Wasota. So we put it in by the Gay Chalet there, and we went up, and there was still ice on the waters. I mean, there was maybe an inch or so. So it was, you know, maybe this time, maybe a little before. Got the boat out, and we got cruising around, making sure everything's good. So Memorial weekend, we can just go fishing. And we went up by the ice up there. He's like, well, we should try to break it. Well, the first one, we went up and put the nose on there, and it breaks right through. Oh, that was fun, you know, and we broke a whole bunch of ice and shit. Well, there's a bigger chunk out in the middle there by the Mermaid Island.
Yep.
Well, should we try to? Yeah, sure. Fucking up. We go, boom, there we are, stuck up on top of the ice, and there was no way he reversed. Nothing worked, so all you could do is to get an oar and try to
push her off.
Push you off, and yeah.
Is that how you got off then?
Yeah. There was no way. There was no way you're breaking through it. I mean, we had the boat up on top of the ice. There was no way it was getting down. I mean, the motor was in the water, but all we were doing is dragging that fucking big chunk of ice around because, I mean, it was huge, but.
Yeah.
And there's no way you're breaking through it or nothing. Yeah.
Ben, did you ever sink a watercraft?
I was just going to say, I can speak from personal experience. You can sink a paddle boat.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were kind of ties into the house party story. Yep. We were at a house party, and a guy who lived kind of out by Old Abe's, and they had a, I don't know if their house was the only one on it, but it was a, I guess I would call it a big pond or a real small lake, yeah, like in their backyard. They had a paddle boat on the dock, and we were all really tuned up, obviously, and decided it'd be a good idea to take the paddle boat out. So it was me and Nate, mm-hmm, the guy whose house we were at, Brian. I feel like there was one more.
I thought it was just the three of us.
Was it just the three of us? Well, anyways, I didn't know it. Nate didn't know it. I'm assuming Brian did because it was his paddle boat.
I'm hoping he didn't.
He was just too drunk to care. Anyways, paddle boats have plugs in them, and I didn't know that. Well, anyways, we took the paddle boat out. There was no plug in it.
Drain plug, yeah.
Yeah, and we started paddling around the lake or whatever, having fun, and all of a sudden I started noticing that my side of the paddle boat was sitting much, much lower in the water than the other guys, sure, and it wasn't like that when we started. Mm-hmm. And
so those guys are on one side and you're on the other, or what?
I think we were like three in a row, kind
of. Yeah, I can't remember if there was two in front and one in the back, or if it was three of us in a row. But yeah, it started listing heavily to my side, more so than it was when we all piled into it. And I'm like, what's going on? And next thing you know, our feet are up in water. Then it's up to your knees almost. And the boat is sinking. Like, it's sinking. And Nate, you know, he gone.
Yeah. Michael Phelps over there.
Yeah. He gone.
Let's be clear. This was late at night. This was dark.
Sharks were out.
There may have been. It was
Jason.
It was drunk Jason out there. My thought was, and I don't know that I just like went under with it. I feel like I got like sprung out of it, because I remember like I was like diving out,
and that was the only time he touched the water, because if people saw Jesus walk on water, I don't see Nate walk on water. I can tell you that.
Yeah, and it was, I don't care about the boat, didn't really care about nothing, just get my ass to shore.
Yeah, he gone. Yep. So yeah, I was trying to get Brian back into shore and not lose the paddle boat, because I was like, mom and dad probably won't like that very much, his parents, you know. So I got the paddle boat. I think I had my arm like slung around one of the, you know, the paddles or whatever that you pedal on or whatever, one of the bars, slung around that. And I'm trying to drag Brian with me, and it's just deep enough to where you can't really touch. So like I kind of go down and push off and then drag everybody a little bit. Yeah. Drag them all back up to shore.
Nate, and the boat?
Yes. Nate, the boat and the guy. Yeah. And then by the time we got back to shore, Nate was already dry. Like it was.
Yeah, I think I had already had my clothes changed.
Yeah.
Hey, what you guys doing out there?
He was on another beer. You know, fresh smoke, fresh Marv Light going down. Like, yeah, it was all good.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good time, though.
It was a lot of fun.
That was, I think I was on an amaretto kick that weekend.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Amaretto and Sprite or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've probably done a lot of stuff that people who aren't from small towns would consider redneck, I guess. I don't know. I've gone skitching behind a car before, if anybody's ever done that, you know, where you
can't say I have.
I don't even know what that is.
Take a, you got a rope behind a vehicle and you just grab a hold and it's slippery outside and you go on and you just go skitching behind a car. I've done that before.
Nope.
Down the road. Yeah.
It may be interesting if it was snow.
We did it up north and out of the cabin. We took a rope on it with a sled behind it.
Yeah.
On a, with a four wheeler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure, I've gotten pulled behind this snowmobiles and wheelers on a sled. Yeah. Nate absolutely destroyed my thigh one time behind a snowmobile. Yeah. But no, this was, it was wintertime, obviously, and it was, I think we were on the road and it was snow covered and slippery, or maybe we were out in a cow pasture. But yeah, I was hanging onto a rope with a stick tied through it, and I was
nice
skitching behind the car. Mm. Yeah,
good times.
Yeah,
cadot kids.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, what do you do,
fucking losers?
You stepped in.
Oh, I didn't say that.
You stepped in cow shit, so
purposely,
purposely.
Yeah,
just enough to wiggle my toes.
I can see your toes kind of going like this.
That's enough for me.
Oh man, I went over to a buddy's house in high school. Lived on a farm. And, you know, when you're a kid, right, your parents take you and drop you off. And so my mom and dad brought me and dropped me off. And they were, his mom come out of the barn. And we were talking to her barefoot. She was barefoot. And her foot, it was one of the grossest things I'd ever seen. And I was just like, I don't remember her name, but I was just like, what happened to your foot? And she's like, oh, a cow stepped on it.
Oh.
And it wasn't like it didn't just happen, right?
Okay.
Like, but it was
mangled.
Yeah, it was rough. And she was barefoot and there was cow shit all over her feet, obviously, from working in the barn milking. And I was just like, all I could think of was that cow shit going into that open wound and just like, your immune system must just be the greatest thing since sliced bread. It was incredibly.
Well, my father-in-law is like that. He always has cow shit or grease or dirt on his finger, under his fingernails, eating a sandwich. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're a mechanic or a farmer, right? Like, you just get used to your hands are always dirty.
Yeah.
Right?
He didn't give it. He just takes his hands, wipes them on his pants. Yep. Yeah. Fuck, good
get
enough.
Get the big chunks off.
Yep. That's what he says. Exactly. Yeah.
Probably doesn't get sick much.
Nope. Not much. Not at all.
All right.
We got more?
We got one more.
Oh, right.
Good. Well, there's not really a question, but I'd like to start off saying I only personally know Ben, but after listening to this podcast, I feel like I know all of you.
Oh, hey. So, thank you.
Like thank you.
I like it.
Hell yeah, thank you.
I am a truck driver, and finding something interesting to listen to is difficult. I look forward to listening to your show every week now. I wish this was a daily show so I could listen to you guys talk every day.
Oh, you get
listen
real
to
tired
us
of
more
that
often. Just put it on repeat and just keep on going. Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking, yeah, for real.
10-4 rubber duck.
Yeah, once we get these sponsors and all that stuff and we quit our day jobs, we'll start doing this every day. Keep on doing what you guys are doing and don't stop. Maybe over time you guys can teach people how to look when merging onto the fucking interstate.
Oh, fuck. Impossible.
That's horrible. That doesn't make sense. Yeah. Dude, that just happened to me on Friday. I was on the ramp coming onto the highway. I was down by Hutchinson Technology. So I was coming from Menards.
Yep.
And I turned and I was going onto the 312 there. It was a country hearthbred truck or whatever. He was in the right lane and I was coming down. If I would have never slowed down, I would have fucking I should have smashed him is what I should have done. He looked at me because we were right side by side. He looked at me. He just kept on going 50 miles an hour. The only way I could get onto the highway, I had to slow down. I would think he would have had to move over. No,
it would have been your fault.
It's your fault 100%.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I can stay in the right lane and those
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. But if you, okay.
Merger does not have the right of way. People Correct. On the highway have the right of way. You yep. have to slow down for traffic.
But I got to be doing 65.
Or speed up.
Uh-oh. Yes. One of the two. But yeah. Yeah. If you're in the right lane, you do not have to get over. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, most truck companies like Dart or whatever, they tell their truck drivers to not change lanes.
It's a hazard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Did you notice, to jump forward a few seconds, when you did get back on the highway, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Was there a car on the opposite side of
him? No, there was no. Okay. There was fucking. He was the only one there.
Because I've done that myself. Yeah, 100%. And I'll get pissed. Right. I'll get behind him. I'll be like, you know, like even if it was a truck you or whatever.
Just get over it. Right.
And then I'll be like, oh, there's fucking.
Yeah, they couldn't.
Yeah. No, there was nobody. There was nobody there at all.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope this guy wasn't a truck driver for Country Hearth.
But yeah, I feel
Sorry. Love the bread. Keep making it. Sorry, dude. Maybe it was you. I don't know.
That's funny.
But no, I agree with you. It is frustrating. But
yeah. And the reason why I was down there is because Friday night somebody hit our fucking mailbox.
I saw that.
Ooh, dude, yes. It looked like a perfect mirror. Really? You could see the track and everything, the tire track, and hammered the mailbox.
Dude, with the kids mirror. Are still out smashing mailboxes.
Yeah.
I think they were just either on their phone is what I'm thinking.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's what would be my guess.
I thought the picture looked like it got hit with a bat because it was crunched into the middle, right?
Yep. It was
because I took the mailbox itself and I put it against my truck mirror and it fits perfect match.
Is your mirror broke?
Yeah, is there something wrong with it? How's that Jeep mirror?
Yeah.
Did you check the Jeep?
That wasn't him either.
Tanner wasn't out throwing some socks around, but was he?
They were
throwing socks at the mailbox.
Just swinging the end of it.
It's like a boomerang now.
Lacey goes, I washed these 10 times. I don't know what the hell.
Sounds like I threw a bucket of boulders into the washing machine.
It's like, when you used to wash your tennis shoes, you'd hear the...
Oh, yeah.
Somebody washing their shoes? No, it's tennis socks.
Yeah. Oh. Just another load of statue socks coming in hot.
Yikes. Yeah, but they rode the shoulder from the corner of our house, from the road there, all the way down to, the whole length of our yard, went down to the telephone pole there, which... Is the whole whatever anchor is wide?
Huh.
They were.
I just thought it was kids out smashing mailboxes when I saw the picture.
Because that's what I thought too at first, but with a bat, they would have been out farther and it would have been back farther. This was right at the door that opens up, and it was right there. And the door was halfway to the telephone pole down there. I mean, it stuck to the vehicle for a while, and it flew off. But you could see, because when I went down there and I looked back, you could see the tire tracks perfect. They were in the off the shoulder of the road there.
Did they get the post too, or just the mailbox?
Just the mailbox. So our mailbox looks like a cow stance. What's a
stanchion?
Stanchion. That's what it looks like. So if you would hit that, when you hit our mailbox, the whole thing swings. It moves.
Oh.
So.
So if the plow hits it, it swings out of the way.
Right. So if the plow hits it, it moves out of the way, or else when those fucking guys come by, I seen down 40th Avenue, they it was about every other mailbox they hit, it was fucking laying on the ground. I don't know what the hell. Hire me, I'll do it. I mean, I don't know how to do it, but I think it's better than what those guys can do. I don't know what they do, but I'll give it a go. but yeah, that's what it's all about. But. This guy here hit it, and I was hoping to see glass or something, but nah, I think going that fast, I don't think it's going to move instantly. But no, it didn't. It broke her. But anyway, that's how that.
So did you put a cement one back up?
I would love to hit that.
You'd probably get in trouble for that.
Well, for some nowadays, weird you probably reason. Would.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens.
It's not breakable. Yeah. Well, it's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right. Stay on the fucking road.
Yeah.
Put your cell phone down and get on the road. This is what you're doing, not texting. Christ, do it when you get home.
I did a couple runs in high school with buddies going out smashing mailboxes, but I don't know. I never really – it was kind of fun, I guess. But there was a few guys that, like, every weekend, that was their thing, was smashing mailboxes. Mm-hmm. And there was one guy – I don't remember where he lived or who he was, but I just remember hearing them talk about what an asshole he was, and they smashed his mailbox like every time they were out. And finally, a dude got smart, and he put up mailbox, 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 right? So the three of them in a row, and the two outside mailboxes were filled full of concrete. He filled them full of concrete, mounted them on posts, and then the middle mailbox was the normal mailbox for the mail person to use.
Right.
And man, let me tell you, the Monday when they rolled in after they discovered that concrete mailbox, that kid who did the swinging was a hurting unit.
Good.
Yeah.
I could never do it because I was left-handed. So in order to hit mailboxes, you have to go out this way. But I never got to play in the reindeer games.
Yeah. I never did any of that with a bat. We have done it with, like an empty bottle or something, try to hit a stop sign or.
Like you throw it?
Yeah. Throw it as you're moving. But never a mailbox.
I don't know if it was you or your cousin Andy.
Mm.
Shit in a purse.
Yeah.
In a bucket.
Yeah. You shit in a purse.
Yeah.
You put like $1 or $2 mm-hmm. just kind of in there, and then you put it on the side of the road, and then you just kind of watch from the house down the road. And
The side of Highway S.
Highway S.
Yeah. There was some personal shit in that purse. Yes.
more than one way, personal shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even remember whose purse or who put the dollars in, but I
pick one up at the Goodwill or something, just some old purse, and then you just wait for them to come by and put their hand in, and oof.
My mom used to do that all the time when she was a kid.
Shit in the purse?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
They actually, she has a bunch of sisters, and her mom collected purses, so she had like a closet full of old purses, and they lived next to a farm. So they would go fill the purse up with cow shit, and then they'd stick a dollar bill out of it. And they lived on S going into Jim Falls or whatever there, and
right on S?
Right across from the river, yeah. Just down the road from, is it Scott that lives on by the Sturgeon?
He used to.
Yep.
Sturgeon Fest grounds there. Yep. Yeah, they just lived down the road.
Oh, okay.
Just a little ways from there. Huh. And and my grandparents had a screened in porch that was a standalone thing kind of out in the middle of the yard. And then you went down and you opened it up and they had a storm cellar underneath of that. So my mom and her sisters would go fill up the purse, hang a dollar bill out of it, go put it alongside the road and then go lay down on the ground in the screen house and just wait, and they thought that was great times. But mom said one day a seventh son rolled up. It's a motorcycle gang for any of our listeners that don't know what that is. And they're known for not being the friendliest folks in the world, I believe. And she said a seventh son rolled up on his motorcycle and reached on in, got a handful of warm Holstein goodness. And I guess he just like exploded. You fucking, I find you motherfuckers. I will kill you. I swear. Mom said that was the last time we ever did that. She's like, we thought we were dead. We thought we were all done for. Yeah.
I don't even remember why we did it, but yeah, it happened.
That sounds like great fun. I would do it. It
happened at Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember how it even came about to have that idea.
So that just kind of reminds me. We're going on a tangent here, but
yeah.
So when we've all went fishing before, right? Summer fishing, bobbers, worms, whatever.
Sure. Once or twice.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen fishing or saw fishing? No. Okay, I'll start then. Yeah, or okay. Ben, you can go.
No, you go ahead.
Huh, go for it.
No, it's yours.
All right, so I went summer fishing with Grandpa. I don't remember where we were, what lake, because if you've ever been fishing with my Grandpa, it was, fuck, who knows where you're ever going to end up fishing. And we always had to be there at ass crack of dawn, right?
100%.
Just as the sun's coming up, because that's the best fishing. So wherever we had to go, that's when we had to be there. So we could be leaving at 3 a.m. to get to wherever. Yep. But anyway, so I don't know how old I was. I just remember this. I don't know if Nathan was in the boat or if Elmer was in the boat or what. There was three of us. And I was getting bored. And the fish weren't biting. It was getting warm. And I was taking my pole and I was... It was a fish floating upside down. All you could see was the white of the fish floating. So I was taking my pole, reaching out as far as I could, trying to bring it back to see what kind of fish it was, you know, making noise. My grandpa's like, stop splashing. You're scaring the fish or whatever. I'm like, well, there's one floating over here upside down. So I'm literally taking my pole and flashing and splashing in the water, trying to, he looked over, that's not a fish. I'm like, yeah, it is. He goes, nope, that's a rubber. It was a used rubber. I'm not joking. From the night before, somebody obviously had some fun, discarded it into the lake, and here it is floating by us. By. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably came out of Chad's bedroom.
Maybe.
Snuck up there and threw it out.
So mm-hmm. I thought you were going to go with the buck slate.
That's the other one I was going to say when we went ice fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when you had said summer fishing. I'm like, oh, no, I think this was ice fishing.
There was
time,
ice fishing.
So that story doesn't apply. But yeah, that was, what was it? Was that the same time that we saw Bigfoot, though, too, or something, wasn't it?
That wasn't Bigfoot. That was Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing, yeah.
That's a true story. I still have fucking nightmares about that goddamn thing.
Swamp Thing.
Dude, Swamp. Okay, if you look up Bucks Lake, there's about
a couple of them.
Thousand of them, so it doesn't matter which. And go find Bucks Lake. I wish, if anybody's listening, email and tell me where Bucks Lake is, because I want to go back to that lake and find it and go fishing there for memories, but mm-hmm. I have no idea where it was.
Oh, it was north of Chippewa.
North of Chippewa.
That leaves a lot of area. Yeah,
but a lot of lakes. Because I've tried Googling it before, yeah. Google Maps, and there's a ton of Bucks Lake.
I know there is.
It would be hard.
I know. But so it was ice fishing. I don't know how old that, 15 maybe? Maybe sounds not about, quite 14, yeah, somewhere in there. Right. Anyway, he had that red Ford truck. That Ford. Anyway, Chad doesn't know. He's
lost. No, I'm thinking of the green.
No, he had. No, that
was that before or after the green truck?
That was before the green truck. Before. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, but anyway, we went fishing to this Bucks Lake, and we drove wherever it was, and we went down a dirt road, and then to get to this lake, you had to turn again, and it was like branches scraping on the side of the truck down this fucking road. I don't even think we were supposed to be there, but
was it in? Were you in the county forest? Because there's a lot of lakes up there that are like that.
I don't know, Ben. I wish I knew, but okay. I feel like
we were like up maybe more towards like Hayward area or like Rice Lake, like north.
Sure,
north.
Sure, okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, when we pulled in, you have to go down this bank. Then in the where we fished, it was maybe, I don't even know if it was 100 yards wide, 100 yards. I don't think it was. Mm-mm. 300 feet wide, you know, whatever.
It was little.
That little bay we were in at the beginning there. And then, but then to the whatever other direction it was longer, you know, it was. So anyway, we get down there, we drill the holes or whatever. Grandpa's fishing on the one side. We started catching fish. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to go across this lake and drill a hole. And I started fishing over there by myself because that's what you do. And I caught a bass or whatever. Nathan goes, Grandpa, I got to pee. He's like, Grandpa goes, go up in the woods right there. I mean, he was literally.
A pile of clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We were maybe 20 feet from shore or whatever. And go piss in the woods there. Nope, he didn't. He literally turned around back to back my grandpa and pissing right there. Grandpa's like, what the hell are you doing? I told you to go in the woods. But
I've always been real brave.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. And so as I was sitting there fishing, I looked to my left and I wish I could tell you what it was. The only thing I can explain it is Swamp Thing. It looked like a. Something came, rose up out of the water.
Out of the frozen water.
No, not right there. It was like a
swamp.
Like a swamp thing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So it wasn't quite frozen in that area, but it came up behind the brush, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it just came up, and then like it was tall, like taller than the brush, 8 feet. I don't know. It was huge. I'm like, and then it just went back down. I'm like, holy fuck. Next thing I know, I'm sitting over by Grandpa too, because whatever was going on there, I didn't want nothing to.
Was it Sasquatch?
It could have been. I don't know.
I want to think that was that the same night that we spent the night in the back of the truck?
No, that was Summerfield where we heard the Indians growing. Yeah, that was up in, I don't know where the hell that was.
Even 2024, I believe they call them Native Americans now.
Yeah. I think now they're indigenous.
I want to think we were up at the Lake of the Torches when that was going that on. We were on some reservation somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we were in, you must have had to be there. We had all the shit in the back. So he had a board in the back of his truck with 2x4s and a mattress in the back. And that's what we stayed in, and just the boat, whatever, hooked up. And we just pulled into a yard,
some kind of park.
And we crawled in bed, and I kid you not, all you could hear was dun, 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 going on and... Grandpa's like, well, I guess this is the end of our road. He says,
running bears,
Elijah.
What's going to happen? He goes, hopefully they don't get us. He said, but that I kid you not. And I'm glad you brought that up because I think about that every once in a while where that doom, 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 doom. Yeah, you could hear that, the drums going. Yeah.
That was.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of weird stuff fishing, I guess. I fish a lot, but not that this is necessarily weird, but one of the craziest things that ever happened fishing, we were musky fishing. We were on the trying to get moonrise or whatever, so we were out super late, or moonset maybe. I don't know. It was like midnight, 1 o'clock. We were flying across Lake Holcomb, the Holcomb Flowage area. And my buddy is kind of set – kind of in the back of the boat-ish, whatever. And he stood up for something. I don't know what it was. Anyways, we're going across the lake. And he turns towards the front of the boat. And just as he turns, a catfish had jumped out of the water. And it caught him right in the face. And it took him right out of the boat. Oh, I mean, it was a big cat. Dang. And it hit him right in the side of the face. And out of the ass end of the boat he went. Mm. And we had to stop and... go back and get them. Yeah. But that was
that's crazy.
Nuts. Yeah.
I've heard of those flying carp or whatever, but never.
I haven't seen cats do it that much. Obviously that one time, but sturgeon will do that a lot. If you fish it with soda a decent amount. I've always seen in that stretch over by the state park there, kind of over in that area. Yeah. But I mean they're almost like a whale. Like they'll fully come up out of the water and then like crash back down in on your side.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Over by Moon Bay there. Isn't that Moon Bay?
Yeah. So before you, like if you're coming from the big island, right, before you take a right into that channel to go to Moon Bay, I've always seen it kind of on the left, that area over there.
Dang.
Yeah. But yeah.
Cool. I still haven't got my truck. I haven't been over to the
Eden
Prairie or wherever the hell it was.
The step side.
I don't get it. Before I do forget, it reminds me of a story I heard when you said you were just going through the woods, like fishing, and you heard like scraping on the side of the windows.
Yeah.
Did that ever happen to you in a station wagon?
Yeah, that wasn't the. And I wasn't scraping, but
nobody's fingernails or scraping on the windows or
That was your dad and Elmer.
Oh,
at the I believe it was the was it a housewarming party? I believe your parents were having at the house you had the party
up
at
on Edward. Yeah.
And they ran out of beer or some fucking thing like that, so they had to go. And that's when State Street Tavern was still where the Quick Trip is. There used to be a tavern right there. And
on the East Hill?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Where the Quick Trip is, there used to be a bar, State Street Tavern. It used to be a feed mill, I believe it was.
It was. It was Zutter's.
Damn. Zutter's feed mill. Yeah.
My dad worked there.
Yep. Yeah. Long, probably before when you were still swimming nut to nut. Yeah, that's when that was happening.
Do you remember Jabers being up there?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jabers, yeah. Yeah.
A little candy shop and stuff.
No.
Yeah. That's right on the next street over.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well. Hey, that's the advantage of being older.
I guess.
Fucking young kid.
I was gonna say, that's about the only
punk ass kid. Young punk.
So you went to get beer?
Get off my lawn.
So, yeah, I didn't. Your dad and Elmer went to go get beer in Grandpa's station wagon. It just happened to be that station wagon, for whatever reason, didn't like to start right away. So you'd have to sit and crank and crank and crank and shut it off and crank and whatever. So they didn't want me to go with them, but I wanted to go hang out with those guys because they're older and it'd be cool. Yeah. Skeeter goes, here, take these potatoes back in the house, because that was me to get out of the car, take them back in the house, and those guys take off.
Pricks.
Yeah, exactly. So I fucking ran it back into the house. Here's the potatoes. Fucking threw them on the floor. Ran back while they were still trying to crank up the station wagon to get going. And finally, it got going. I had to be in the back seat. Well, those assholes, well, right where they live, there's a cemetery right there, yep. Right? Well, okay, they whip a shitty, and they, instead of going back down to State Street and taking a right, they took a right away and went through the fucking cemetery going back to State Street. Oh, God damn it. I'm in the back seat. Skeeter's, whoa, shit, we're running out of gas in the cemetery, right? And on the front, you can do the locks on the door. So he's in a... fucking door handles are going up and the locks are going up and down. He's rolling the window down way in the back. They're going to crawl through the window and shit, you know. And I kid you not, I'm in the back seat around Skeeter, have my left arm around his throat, pulling as hard as I can because, and he, so he's in the back seat choking because I'm in the back seat, have my arm around him. Holy fucking scared I was. And they're laughing. And they pull out. We went to the bar and got some more beer. Of course, on the way back, they thought that was funny the first time. So we had to do it again the second time on the way back. Same fucking thing. Well, he shut the car off. Oh, well, now we are out of gas. And I just kept on reefing around his neck. He had red marks around his throat. He still said, I thought I was going to die that day. I thought I was going to. I'm like, fucking good for you. We wouldn't have had a far to bury
you. How old were you?
Oh, boy. I was young. 13, maybe. Okay. 12, somewhere in there. I was pretty young.
Well, I would have, if it was a housewarming party, I think I was 2 when they bought that house.
Okay. Well, I don't know how old I was then.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
10 maybe, I was?
10-ish, yeah.
10, yeah.
But yeah, anytime that any of you three tell that story, it's funny every fucking time.
Yeah.
When you said that, scratching on the windows, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was working the locks on the door.
Yep, yep.
Fucking rolling the window down in the back window back there. Jesus Christ.
I think we got your sister one time. Diamond.
Yes.
We were driving around, it was right around Halloween time. Mm-hmm. We were driving around just messing with people, I think. So we went out. This was at their new place. And she was home alone, I'm sure.
Yes,
she was. I know she was. And she was down in the basement. Well, we had masks and stuff. So we went down and at one of the egress windows. So we'd down and like tapping on the glass and scraping on the glass or whatever just to try to get a rise out of her. Next thing we know, the garage door is opening up. The car is already running. I don't think the garage door wasn't even all the way up, and she was already coming out in the car, and she was taking off. She was leaving.
Going
she
wasn't. Places.
Yep.
Yeah, because she even made the comment something about, or was it the gun or something about, you know, what after the fact, you know, like. You do that now. There's people that they won't question it. Just shoot.
Yeah.
Like, we'll deal with it later. Yeah, you know, absolutely. So kind of can't do things like that. I mean, you can, but you got to make sure that
you're not going to get shot. They'll shoot through the cabin door.
Yeah, that's true. We learned that. Yeah, right through the steel door. They'll come.
Yeah, got to get the cougar.
Right. Right. Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, or dress like Michael Myers.
Well, yeah. That'll get you shot now.
Yeah.
2 years ago, it wouldn't. No, now it would.
Just get you bolted.
Yeah. All right. So I think we had mentioned at the beginning, we got the Tales from the Hicks website. There's the shirts and stuff out there. We finally got the Farts Are Funny.
T-shirt.
I think in the very first episode, I think we had talked about how we were going to make a t-shirt. Put that on a t-shirt. Farts Are Funny. We finally got it on a t-shirt.
Nice.
Parts are funny. We got a testicle cheesecake face t-shirt. Statue sock mom. T-shirt for triangle squares.
I got my code brownish yellow t-shirt in the mail last week.
Yep.
Nice.
Code brownish yellow. Yep. Even if it's not, that's what it is. Home is where the bucket is. Smack my ass and shave my balls. There's a bunch of different shirts out here. Feels good, do it. We got mugs. We got the standard, the Tales from the Hicks logo on t-shirts. And then, of course, on the website, you can find all your...
We got sweatshirts and stuff.
There's the sweatshirts.
Mugs.
Yeah. Yep, mugs, sweatshirts. And then you can also find... Yep, there's a hoodie out there. Right on the main homepage, you can find the five latest episodes.
So soon to be six.
I think it only keeps the five most recent.
Oh, I gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah. So we got that. And then, of course, if there's any emails again, hicks@talesfromthehicks.com.
Yeah. Oh, we got a shout out. We got... On our website, you can see where people are listening from. So we were talking about, we got a shout out. There's like people all over the world, believe it or not.
Yeah.
We have 20 people have listened to 25 episodes in South Korea, mm-hmm. 15 in Bulgaria, and 5 in Bangladesh, 2 in Germany, and 1 in South Africa.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
We are worldwide.
Worldwide. Prestige worldwide. Yes. It's a goddamn Catalina wine mixer.
So, yeah, don't worry. We're getting our passports.
Hey, can I just say, if one of those guys from one of those countries, could they just send an email?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. Just to see what you guys think.
Yeah, what do you think about it? How did you stumble upon this hodgepodge of shit that we put together? We would love to hear from you. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Did you say South America or no?
South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah. You would think maybe we could somehow put a pitch into South America, though.
There's none out there for South America yet.
Well, we know a guy.
We do know a guy.
You guys know more than us. Does he know about this?
I don't know. I'll have to send him a message.
See if he knows.
Mario, right?
Mario, yeah. He could hook us up.
Yeah.
Down there.
And then, I guess more U.S. stateside, Charlotte, North Carolina. Boston, Massachusetts. Yeah, those are pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate it too.
For sure. Yeah, it's, you know, we're just four idiots doing what we're doing. But yeah, we appreciate people listening, and we would value any feedback, good, bad, or otherwise.
Right.
If you think it sucks, tell us why you think it sucks.
Right, because then we can always improve or adjust.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong. We'd just love to hear it.
Absolutely. Probably not wrong.
It won't be the first time I've been told I suck, and I'm sure it won't be the last. So. Yeah.
Give us
a 4-star rating and share it with people you know, especially the ones you don't.
We prefer a 5-star rating.
But I love it. Four-star.
Jason always wants to leave room for improvement.
That's but I like that. Yeah.
Hey, you got to. Everybody can always improve with everything.
Always,
Yeah, good stuff. All right.
And don't forget to smash that like button. Smash
the like button. Yeah, not mailboxes.
Smash the like button. Don't smash the mailbox. They get to be expensive after a while. So whoever hits my mailbox, please don't do that no more.
It's probably a fan.
They you know, stop paparazzi, doing it.
Unfan. I'm sure
they can put
paparazzi.
They can put the $50 in the mailbox and then fine, I don't care. And then I can go get another one.
They'll put it in one of those purses.
You should have just used like an empty 18 pack of beer and just laid it there.
Well, the funny thing is, when I was doing that, when I was putting the mailbox up, the mail lady came by and she's like, "Well, your mailbox is the best mailbox we got around here." I'm like, apparently somebody didn't care for it anymore. She's like, "What?" I go, "Somebody smashed the shit out of it."
I didn't know it was a competition. I guess I'm going to have to get a new mailbox.
Step your game up, son.
Don't go onto my street and hit mine, please. I just fixed it.
It's all like Donkey Kong.
Yep. Nice.
All right. Well, you guys have a good week.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you next week. Talk to you later. Yep. Adios. Bye.